world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
And you want why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, here it is. What, Tuesday? Is this Tuesday? Is this Wednesday? What the heck day is this? They all seem to run together a little bit with me. I think it's, what, is it Tuesday? Somebody. Anyway.
Yes.
Tuesday, 7/28/2026. If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to, Jim Croce sang that. Time is flying, isn't it? Time is flying. I look right here. This is show 2,718 time show, 2,718. And honestly, I try to come here every day and produce a relevant show. Look, folks, a lot of what we do here is opinion, right? Now, you have opinions. Sometimes we call beliefs, but you have opinions. And a lot of what you believe and a lot of what I believe about the Bible are opinions. They're opinions. And see, excuse me, the Bible doesn't contradict itself. It doesn't contradict itself. It's, some of the things are situational, influenced by certain things, and creates a different situation. And our reaction would be different as a result of that. And one of the greatest weapons that the enemy has tried to do is divide us and conquer us. How's he done that? Theology, beliefs, evidence, all that stuff. And I don't know about you, as Rush Limbaugh said, I'm on a relentless pursuit of the truth. And I promise you, I don't come here every day. When I come here, I'm really not. If I've said it 100 times, if I had to write down my theology and what I really believe, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. Sometimes I believe this, sometimes I believe that based on the evidence that I see. But is the evidence true? Can I trust it? What's the old theme here, Coach Dave Life? Who told you that and why do you believe him? And I know this, that I've been told a lot of things. I'm 74 years, almost 74. I've been told a lot of things that aren't true. They're just not true. It's just not true. And once you lose credibility as a source, once you lose credibility, might as well throw you on the ash heap. So I get up in the morning, I sit down, I get up at 5:30, I pray a little bit, and I pop open the computer and I go down and say, man, that's interesting. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm led to a theme. Sort of led to a theme. And that's kind of where I am today. And you're going to enjoy it. I think you're going to enjoy it. The theme always being, right, what? Who told you that? Why do you believe him? Who told you that? Why do you believe him? But here's a better question. If it isn't true, why do you want to believe it? No matter who told it to you, if it isn't true, why do you want to believe it? And I got some great stuff to show you. But before I do, Spencer, if you could, pardon me. I don't know, got a little frog again today. Diana Ketterman's doing an online prayer vigil tonight. Spencer, is there some way you can, it's right down there at the bottom. I don't know how you can put that on the screen. Can't do it, huh? Can't really do it. Okay, it's going to be in the show notes, friends. And she's going to do a online prayer and communion tonight. I'm sorry. At 7 o'clock Eastern time. 7:30, I'm sorry. And there's a link there. I don't know how to get it all to you. Spencer said he'll put it in the show notes. But it would be good for as many of us as possible to join her Zoom meeting tonight and prayer vigil for what's going on here in the good old U.S. of A. Man, I don't know what. Hang on. I'm getting there. So I want to make you all aware of that. I feel bad that I can't, I don't know, maybe Mel, you can grab that and put it at Liberty Action Network or whatever. We want to try to support Diane and what she's doing there. So tonight, 7:30, Zoom. You know what? was telling my wife today, generations, just this morning before I came down, she's up. Two of our grandchildren slept here last night, and I got talking this morning with her about generations. And I just thought, thinking in my lifetime, I told my wife this. You guys ready? Write this down. Just kidding. RI68127. Say what? Yeah. RI68127. He said, what the heck's that, coach? That was my dad's parents' phone number when I was a child. RI68127. And why I remember that, I don't know. Other than I know that I went from, I don't know all these terms, analog, whatever. I went from dialing a phone on a party line. Anybody remember those? You know, on a party line, you picked up your phone and somebody else was already using it, and you couldn't call out because they were already using it. And then they would yell at you and say, hey, quit listening. Anybody remember those days other than me? Where you could actually be on that party line and could listen to a conversation to the people down the street. You could do that. And that we grew up in that environment. I grew up in that environment. RI68127. No area code. They didn't have an area code. If I wanted to call my grandma and grandpa, I call RI68127. Then we talked to them. I don't know what happened. I don't get it. And then they came up with area codes. And kind of where I'm heading this morning, I want you all to think about this. Dimensions. 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 The dimensions. You say, coach, you're repeating yourself. I know. Dimensions. We're in an earth realm. And I've used the illustration before of going to the Spencer, see how good you are, going to the aquarium, going to the zoo and looking at the big aquarium and seeing the fish in the aquarium, sitting outside the fish in the aquarium and tapping on the window, and fish don't even respond because I'm in a different dimension. They're in water and I'm outside water. I don't know what I'm in, but I'm not in water. That's a different dimension, right? And then we know that the dimensions are what? Up, down, right, left, in, out. There's a lot of them, 10 dimensions, maybe they say. And the question, I'm sorry, I'm coughing on you there. The question is, what is AI? And is AI somehow something demonic that is opening up portals to us into other dimensions that we were never meant to explore? I'll do it again. I did this yesterday. This just randomly, how does this happen? I'm going to ask a random question, okay? Let's see. When was the first atomic bomb dropped?
The first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan, on August 6, 1945, by the United States. This answer is from Britannica.
Now, so can somebody explain that to me? How that works? Out of nowhere, ask a question, and immediately the file's there. Here it is. And today we call that AI, artificial intelligence. Not that the intelligence is artificial, but the means by which we get it appears to be artificial. Spencer, that'd be a good thing to look up, wouldn't it, Spencer? Artificial, artificial. How would you explain this show that we do here? I hope it's deeply spiritual. I hope it's culturally relevant. And I hope it causes you to think. What is artificial? It means feigned, fictitious, not genuine or natural. Made or contrived by art or by human skill and labor in opposition to natural, an artificial heart, artificial, cultivated, not indigenous, not being of spontaneous growth, artificial intelligence. Spencer, what is intelligence? Hey, folks, this is really, really relevant to the times in which we live. Stay with me. What is intelligence? Understanding and skill, information communicated, an account of things distant or before unknown? What? Things distant or before unknown? Intelligence may be transmitted by messengers, by letters, by signals, or by telegraphs. It's commerce of acquaintance, terms of intercourse. Number four, a spiritual being. As a created intelligence, it's believed that the universe is peopled with innumerable superior intelligences. Really? Believed by who? Believed by who? It is believed that the universe is peopled with innumerable superior intelligences. Believed by who? Wow, scroll down a little bit more. What's intelligence? What's the verb? It's a verb. To inform, to instruct. Artificial instruction. Artificial information. Artificial meaning what? Not real. Contrived. Feigned. Fictitious. Let me start you off with a good one here this morning. Ready? Clayton Moore. You guys ever watch Clayton Moore? What's the theme? What's the theme here? Who told you that? And why do you believe him? We said a little bit in the pre-show before I got in here. Does anybody out there think Fauci shouldn't already be in jail? Certainly have been hung. Anybody have any idea how many people Anthony Fauci is responsible for having killed? Do you have any idea how many doctors are complicit in the murders? What, are they going to be able to claim ignorance? Ignorance? Oh, I didn't know better. What's your job to know? It's your job to know. Paul Gosselin, they threw him out because he said, I don't believe that. I'm not going to do that. I don't believe that. And when he went against the system, they booted him out. Happens in church as well, by the way. Mel says exposure with no justice. Are we going to see justice? Should Fauci? Well, give him his day in court. He's going to testify here. And was it today or tomorrow? Huh? Folks, it's all made up. It's all made up. So this is from Clayton Moore. Stay with me. It's going to be good today. I promise you. It's all one big lie. Hey, somebody real quickly. Hey, Vinny, what's the theme here? What's the theme here, Vinny?
What's that? I'm sorry.
What's the theme?
Who told you that and why do you believe it?
Yes, sir. I'm going to say it again. I don't think we went to the moon. Call me crazy. I don't think we went to the moon. I don't even know if we've even orbited the Earth. I don't know if we've really have been able to make it out of what they would call Earth's atmosphere. What's Clayton Moore have to say about it? Clayton, number one, it's all one big lie. Go ahead. Are you awake, Spence? You fall asleep on me? First one, it's all one big lie. That's all right.
Big pack of lies right now. Doesn't it all feel like one big pack of lies right now? You know, I think it feels like
Spencer, put it at 1.5
right now because it is. Everything feels like a lie. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Just have a conversation because I've been really thinking about this a lot over the past few weeks and talking with my wife about it and just the idea that everything we thought we knew, all the stories we thought we knew, the truth behind, they're all just lies. They're all just lies. And it just feels exhausting, doesn't it? Like I see the emails and comments from a lot of you. You're just so sick of the lies of these politicians, the media, all of it. It's all one big pile of lies.
Freeze it, freeze it, freeze it.
That's the reason I want to talk about it today. Kind of hit me.
Freeze it, freeze it. Were the votes really counted? Were the votes really counted? Were our elected officials selected, not elected? Do we really have influence in our government? Is it all facade? Go ahead.
Like a ton of bricks. Yesterday, I was listening to Sean Ryan sit down with Tucker Carlson. And I'll link it up in the description if you want to watch the full episode. I highly encourage you to do that. But I just want to clip a little something here because he said something that I had been feeling for quite a long time now. And it just resonates so deeply with me. And when he said it, I was just like, I don't know. It struck me like a bolt of lightning about this idea of lies and putting your faith in men. Listen.
Well, I mean, I think we kind of discussed it last time. Everything is a lie. That became like a coined term, I guess. But everything is a lie. I mean, every politician I've sat across from, with maybe the exception of Eli Crane, who I disagree with on a lot of.
Yep.
I hate that I even have to say that. I don't agree with everything they have to say. You know, why the fuck do we have to say that? I like Eli. He's very pro-Israel. I'm not, but he can articulate why he is and whatever. I respect it. At least he's not just regurgitating shit, like most people. But everybody else, it's just, it's been a lie. And then the other thing is, I mean, which it really shouldn't bother me, but you talk to somebody and then it's like, you, how dare you platform that person? And it's like, actually, I probably just did you a favor because he just spent 4 hours lying to me on my podcast that you're going to be able to use for his next political campaign.
Exactly.
You're fucking stupid to figure that out, aren't you? But, but I mean, it's, and they do. I don't know. I put a lot of faith in a lot of these guys and women, that have come on. And really, the only one that really impressed me was Joe Kent, in the long run. Me Everybody too. Else has just been
okay, like, freeze it. Put it in the chat. It's worth listening to, okay? So, world's full of influencers, for sure. Motivation, you don't really know what motivates somebody. People think here at Coach Dave Live that there are big influencers behind the scene. I'll tell you something. There ain't no big influencers behind the scene here at Coach Dave. I pretty much do the own thing. But when you begin to take money from somebody, they own you. You do understand that, don't you, friends? That all politicians take money. And people who donate money to them because they expect something out of them. They're bought and paid for, literally bought and paid for. So if you look at the influence of Christianity in American government, it's almost non-existent. Why? Because we don't buy it. It is not bought and paid for. So because there's no accountability, and because everybody does it, because it's all they're from the government and they're here to help, we have been fed lie after lie after lie after lie after lie, and still trust the media. Well, the media and the government, they're the same. You know that, right? They're the same. Media, the yin and the yang. Well, CNN looks, they're against Trump, and Fox News is for Trump. At least that's the impression they try to give us, right? When in fact, it's so much broader and so much bigger than that. Okay, let me throw this up there. This got the hiccups still. Elon Musk, number four. Elon Musk came out of nowhere, didn't he? And when he came out of nowhere, he brought us artificial intelligence. Well, maybe he didn't, but he made it popular. And now we're talking about smartphones and smart cities. And folks, this is all of the devil, of the father, the devil. Now, this video here is about 4 years old. This is before Elon was really Elon. As you can see, he looks quite a bit younger. But listen what he says here. Summoning a demon. Go ahead.
My name is Bob. In view of its potential to be possibly the biggest game changer ever, do you have any plans to enter the field of artificial intelligence? And in general, what are your thoughts?
Four years ago.
To being ready for prime time?
I think we should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If I were to guess at what our biggest existential threat is, it's probably that. So we need to be very careful with artificial intelligence. I'm increasingly inclined to think that there should be some regulatory oversight at the national and international level, just to make sure that we don't do something very foolish. With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
I take it there will be no Hell 9000 going up to Mars.
Hell 9000 would be easy. It's way more complex than, it would put Hell 9000 to shame. Yeah.
Okay, first, go ahead. So seeing we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, what would that mean, folks? To be encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Scripture says that. Bible says that. I believe it. That settles it. Seeing we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. with Christ as the author and the finisher of our faith. Surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. That kind of gets us into realms, right? Is heaven a place or a realm? Is hell a place or a realm? How many different realms are there that we're dealing with that we don't understand? Remember this first dimension they sang, my brain went dead. They sang about the dimensions, the seventh, eighth dimension, mind, huh? Poem number six. I'm going to open it up here in a second. Hey, hey. Who told you that and why do you believe them? I'm going to tell you right now. We didn't go to the moon. Neil Armstrong never set foot on the moon. Does that make me a science denier? Show me some proof, Bubba. Show me some proof. We saw the President of the United States talking to the guys on the moon on a landline. Right? Right? They're complicit in it. What did I tell you to play there, Spencer? I forgot. I'll get the mind virus, number six. This is a book, folks. This is a trailer to a book called Mind Virus. That would be number six, Spencer. Pull that one up.
But the only thing we have to fear is...
We call it madness, then we manufacture it.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
And we are all mortal.
The enemy has not won a major battle.
The authors of the
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Every era needs an enemy.
Building 7 collapse or is collapsing.
15, we're all Saudi.
And we will help you to build a new Iraq.
So you teach them what to fear.
Our war on terror has well begun.
These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts.
We are winning the war on terror.
Then it comes home. The house burns and the arsonists collect the insurance.
$500 billion and you don't know who got the money?
I don't know.
Who got the money?
And now the first African-American president is amazing.
America is a place where all things are possible.
Racist.
Is chess racist?
Math is racist.
The biggest terror threat is white men.
Now, sacrifice!
Peaceful protests
that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Through the specter of racist trees.
Milk, a symbol of white supremacy.
CO2. Till we get near to zero, the temperature will rise.
Every year, a new enemy, a new budget, a new scapegoat.
I would like to strap their mouth to an exhaust type of a truck.
The world is going to end in 12 years of mass extinction.
Probably have one of the highest greenhouse gas footprints anyone on the planet.
We need to make climate change an opportunity to build economic wealth.
CO2.
CO2.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Not a biologist.
And my manhood does not come in the form of my genitalia.
American man was born female. He delivered 4 healthy babies.
These treatments and surgeries prevent suicide.
My pronouns are she, they, him.
It's important to be here today to show the kids that, you know, there is someone that you can look up to.
I am very grateful to be celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility here at the White House.
Either way, it's a cause to celebrate.
The highest levels of the Kremlin, and they are designed to influence our election.
He is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
This is an entangling financial relationship.
With prostitutes peeing at each other in Moscow.
We've heard from Adam Schiff.
According to Schiff,
there's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight.
Mueller's team lays out a sweeping case.
Nothing solved, something sold.
And more than 3 million people have died from COVID-19.
The death rate will quadruple.
Putting blankets over loved ones so they could hug them safely.
The way through this pandemic is by getting everyone vaccinated.
We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient.
Do you know what that is? That is a 20 euro silver coin issued by the Vatican commemorating the COVID-19 vaccine. See?
Actually?
You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo. Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Every panic has an owner. The fear was always for sale.
Make clear that NATO welcomes the aspirations of Georgia and Ukraine for their membership in NATO.
President Putin, they wanted NATO to sign no more NATO enlargement. Of course, we didn't sign that.
If Russia invades, we'll be no longer a Nord Stream 2.
How will you do that?
How to get cows to stop farting.
Exactly.
Any sabotage for the series of leaks in the Nord Stream pipeline.
Ukraine will rise to the task.
To defeat the Russians, that's the number one priority.
This is an American success story.
And the Russians are dying.
Those are the best money we've ever spent.
A nuclear war must never be fought.
The face changes.
Amal Belshara met with President Trump today.
The script never does.
Wouldn't the world be better off if the Ayatollahs went away? Let's close that chapter soon.
That sounds good, but that's pathologically insane.
The enemy was never at the gates. It's in our own minds. An obsession that spreads like a contagion. A mind virus.
Take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. That's an incredible video, isn't it? Kevin Van Story, come on in.
You know, being a part of this group has opened my mind up to so many things. And looking back at my life, because, Coach, I was born in 1964. I'm right at the end of the baby boomers and right at the top of the Generation Xers. And
so you used a rotary phone then?
I used a rotary phone when we had a phone. And otherwise, you know, I've got to see this world evolve and change so much. And now looking back and knowing what I know now, seeing the lies, deception, and fear.
Oh my.
And through Hollywood and the cult of personality, I've got to see soft disclosure and realize it was all disclosure. And, you know, every time they fired up that Hadron Collider over there, I think we have jumped dimensional portholes. Our whole world has jumped from one thing to another and allowed this lunacy to become part of our world, part of our timeline. And I just, you know, and it gets me back to thinking, Coach, you know, you motivated me once upon a time to do something courageous or outside, completely outside of my field of purview. I ran for Congress. I ran for the U.S. House of Representatives. And I had my eyes open so much during that. I realize that all politics is local.
Mm.
So I'm really, really, really considering, because the Republican Party don't like me and the Democrats damn sure hate me. So we're going to have a primary election here next Tuesday, a week from today. I ran for presiding commissioner. Presiding commissioner in a county, besides the sheriff, has the strongest position to be able to control and influence what's happening in their society and right there local. So I am strongly considering just to do a write-up campaign to run as a candidate against whoever wins the primary, because There's only Republicans running for presiding commissioner.
Hey, Kevin, I don't want to discourage
Do
you.
What?
I don't want to discourage you. It's rigged, Kevin. It's rigged.
But it's I see an opportunity.
Yeah, do it. Do
for
it.
The first I've ever seen. So I'm going to try it.
It's rigged. Understand it's rigged. It's all rigged, folks.
It's all rigged.
It's all rigged. When are we going to understand that? I didn't mean to cut you off, Kevin. I got somewhere else I want to go. Hang on, George. I'll get to you in just a second. How about this one? Pull up number five. Pull up number five. The founder of quantum computer company, D-Wave, says data centers are an altar to an alien god. What? AI? Data centers? Which, by the way, they're popping up everywhere. President Trump came out in support of data centers, calling those of us who oppose them, I don't know, we're against progress or whatever. Data centers, artificial intelligence. What? Scroll down to the very bottom of this article because I want to read something. Keep on down. It's a good article. Guys, you can read it. Tells exactly what's going on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. The videos are good to watch. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. This is why the King James Bible warns of avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called. As a lot of science is nothing more than a cover philosophy, justification of sin, and esotericism and occultism. Much of science, he says. Friend, when you have these people repeatedly telling you that they are trying to create conscious beings, that they're trying to live infinitely, that they are creating gods and a new god, that their devices and machines are an altar to an alien god and are tapping into parallel universes in cosmic realms, you best believe them, because they're telling you in plain English and in broad daylight what they are really doing. The average person isn't going to see or understand it unless you're watching Coach Dave Live. Go to the next one. James says the wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. This is technology necromancy, which is technomancy. So not only are these data centers and quantum computers about surveillance and tokenization of all assets, they're also for the explicit worship of their god, Leviathan, the devil, and the rest of the angels that fell, that they revere as gods. Have both facetiously yet seriously referred to these data centers and facilities as digital temples so these people can make sacrifice and sacrilege to their gods. And now we have it once again. One of the founders and leaders of this space is openly calling their technology an altar to an alien god and are designed to reach into this parallel universe, which we can understand to be their celestial and spiritual side of things. By the way, folks, I'm looking over here because I'm reading it. Consider the story of King Saul consulting the witch of Endor to bring up the prophet Samuel from the grave. And when the witch opened up this portal of sorts, notice her comment. And the king said unto her, "Be not afraid, for what sawest thou?" And the woman said unto Saul, "I saw gods ascending out of the earth." You see, this witch tapped into this parallel universe and saw these spirits, these luminaries, these ETs, that came out of the earth and referred to them as gods. That's what's going on with tech dorks. That's what they're really doing today. They're trying to tap into the spirit realm and get in contact with and commune with these devil spirits. 1 Corinthians says, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And it would not that you should have fellowship with devils." Book of Revelation says, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor of the fornication, nor of their thefts." It is interesting, too, when you consider that so many of these smart devices and critically these data centers and quantum computers require plenty of gold and silver, especially silver. Come on in, George.
Thank you, Coach. Science, NASA. Us.
Science, so-called. Them, science, them, so-called. Them.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is this. I discovered yesterday, Captain James T. Kirk, after he retired, Captain Picard came in. Remember Captain Picard on Star Trek?
No, I didn't watch it, but I go ahead.
I didn't either. Okay, I didn't ever watch that one either, but that's the name. Anyways, the first man. What did the first man to reach the stratosphere or the firmament have to say about the Earth's shape? It seemed a flat disc with an upturned edge. Dr. Augustine Picard, 1931. That's the dude that took helium and a ball and went and boom, hit the top of the firmament. Now, if you want to talk conspiracy theory, let's talk about the Holy Bible and the King James Bible. On the very first page, the word firmament, God's number 7, is used 7 times. The High Freemason and the NIV and the NLT called it sky, expanse, okay? So what I'm saying is this, that firmament, the Hunger Games and the movies, they have to tell you. The girl that shoots their arrow up and hits the top with a tree of life in the middle of it. The movie, The Truman Show, they have to tell you ahead of time. What I'm saying is if you can't trust the Holy Bible, the firmament. So I asked AI had to apologize to me. He said, it's not. They want you to believe that there's a solid, firm thing up there. And it's not true. AI apologized to me on the computer, chat AI and the Bible app. So what I'm saying is this. It's us, and them. And if we don't get it straight, then,
No, George. No, sure. George is the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman.
The serpent
lies, deception,
more
and
subtle
fear.
Than any beast in the field.
Who told you that, and why do you believe him? And if we don't understand that from the eons of time, infiltration has been the job of the enemy. If we don't understand that, demons, demonology, we don't understand that truth has fallen in the street and can't get up, and it applies everywhere across the board, and come back to the realization of who told you that and why do you believe them. George, we have people in the pulpit that can't agree on what the Bible says. Confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. 42,000 different denominations. I have people who no longer become part of our show because they don't agree with our theology. Folks, this ain't church. We're not in church. And why is it when somebody questions what you believe, you ought to stand up and defend it? Not suck your thumb and go home, take your... Anyway, right? Lies, deception, and fear. Oh my, he is the father of lies. He was a liar from the beginning. There is no truth in him. And I'm going to tell you something. Any man who is not born again of the Spirit of God is under the control of the evil one. I'm just sorry. It's just the truth. The natural man, the Bible says, receiveth not the things of the Spirit, neither can he. Where is that, Spencer? Where is that? So people don't think I'm lying. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, neither can he. So the things of the Spirit would be truth. And the natural man cannot receive the truth. He can't receive it. He cannot. Not that he doesn't. He won't. He cannot. But the natural man, that'd be the man not born again of the Spirit of God. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Wow. For their foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And those who serve the devil listen to the devil. They listen to NASA. They listen to the doctors. They listen to the lawyers. They listen to the experts when the experts have been taught lies. Come on now. Come on. The experts told us there's a separation between the church and state, that prayer is illegal. The experts told us that. Well, why would they tell us that? Because they haven't received the things of the Spirit of God. It's foolishness to them. They're learned and educated. They know better than the Bible. They know better than God. How there isn't any God, right? Right. And unfortunately, we've allowed that philosophy to enter into our educational environment, our political environment. If it feels good, do it. There is no God. I'm God. I'm God. James Thomas, go on in.
Hey, how you doing there, Supernatural Brother?
Yes, sir.
This, you know, it kind of really, if you really put the grasp around the Book of Ephesians, it is probably one of the most supernaturalist books in the Bible. I mean, it gives us a lot of data from the beginning to how we fight these entities. And the book, you know, the Bible that we have, the Word of God, the very Word of God, it's either a religious book or it's a supernatural book. If you interpret it on the religious side and you don't have the Holy Spirit giving you the data, I really liked your show yesterday because it really, really points to where we're going. You know what? If God is a spirit, and he must be worshipped in spirit and in truth.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You know, if we never get there, we realize when you just said that being born again, when you're born again, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
We haven't even heard of the Holy Spirit, they said in the book of Acts, right? Jesus said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? They said, what are you talking about, Willis? Right?
Absolutely. But, you know, and God has made this available to, he wants this to be available to every one of his sons. So we kind of do what he's called us to do here. So he can wrap this thing up. Amen.
So JT, who are our experts today that we listen to? Who are our experts? Hey, Paul, who are the medical experts that we listen to?
Well, that's a good, I don't think there are any experts.
Dr. Paul, who is the American Medical Association? Who are those experts, Paul, that we listen to?
You know, Coach, I've been around doctors for a long time. The nature of medicine is to make narcissists. And they believe their own crap, Coach. And, you know, when you get monetized for believing your own crap, it's hard to get out of that, Coach. And, I mean, I feel bad for these guys, but they cannot see the truth when they're getting paid to lie, Coach. Yeah. They just can't.
They can't see it. Hey, Paul, I don't say this a whole lot. I have a PhD. I don't call myself Dr. Dobbenmeyer. Why the hell would I do that? Dr. Dobbenmeyer.
Huh? That's fine. Why not, Coach? I mean, Fauci calls himself a doctor.
Yeah. So I'm a doctor in education. Huh? Oh, yeah. Good. Call me Doctor Coach Dr. Dave Live. Maybe I'll just start doing that, right? And what is doctrine? Spencer, quickly. What is doctrine? What is doctrine? What does Mr. Webster say doctrine is? Because to be a doctor, you have to believe a doctrine, right? In a general sense, it's whatever's taught. Hence a principle or position in any science, whatever is laid down is true by an instructor or master. Who told you that, and why do you believe them? The doctrines of Plato are the principles which he taught, and hence a doctrine may be true or it may be false. It may be a mere tenet or opinion. Really? Really? So you go to church, and you trust the guy in the pulpit that he's telling you the truth. And you know what? He may think he is. But where did he get trained? Oh, he got trained in a cemetery. And he learned what other guys told him about what they thought. They taught him biblical history, they thought. And those same guys who know that the Bible's true think also science is true. It would never enter their mind to think that we didn't go to the moon, that you can't get out of the firmament. Or how about this one, that the earth is flat? I'm not here to debate. I'm not taking a position on it. Folks, who established all of these things that we still believe today? They established 2,000 years ago, whatever. We still believe it. We still believe it. And it's not true. and I come out here. Okay, you ready for this? Hang on, Alan. I'll get right with you. I saw this one today. You want to really, really get your head spinning? Things coming upon the earth. Pull up number 8. See, have you guys heard about this? I'll be right there, Alan. You guys been, hey, huh? Have you guys heard about this on the news? Go ahead.
Well, you've probably seen it. In fact, I almost guarantee that you've seen this. The famous Patterson video that allegedly shows a real Bigfoot, a Sasquatch from 1967. The video was a fake, but it doesn't change the fact that there have been thousands of sightings all over the world over the last several decades, and many ancient cultures have legends about some variation of a giant half-man, half-ape. But our next guest might have made one of the most important discoveries in human history. He says he found the remains of an 8-foot, 300-pound Sasquatch in upstate New York in the Adirondack Mountains in 2024. Charles Stewart, also known as Snake the Bigfoot Hunter, also the author of the Bigfoot Bible, is with us. Charles, good to have you. So take us back to 2024. You're in the woods, and what happens next?
Well, I found a body, Rob, and this thing was smelling so bad. It was 8 feet long, 300 pounds, sitting in a poison ivy patch in a marshy area, and it had been dead about 2 days when I found the body. So decomposition wasn't too bad at that point. So I was able to get the body extracted with some friends' help, and we were able to taxidermy that to save the body. And let me tell you, that whole process was very nerve-wracking because I felt like I needed to do a lot of this on my own because I did not know who to trust. This was a massive discovery, as you mentioned, and basically I was able to get that taxidermy and then eventually bring some DNA to the Cornell Veterinary Bio-DNA Lab, and then found out subsequently that this was 58.5% Neanderthal and 41.5% human, including some indigenous DNA. So this is a humanoid companion of ours in the forest.
Okay. So many questions. So Thomas Matthew Crooks tried to kill Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. They cremated his body, coincidentally, 8 days after the shooting. Why didn't you have like a full autopsy? Why did you rush to have the specimen taxidermied?
Well, my buddy, this was a terrifying experience as well as an exciting experience. So I did not know who to trust 100%. What I did know was that if I let it sit, it was going to rot and decay. So when we gutted it from its tongue all the way down to its anus. And we found that this was anatomically human. So me and my friend, who is a taxidermist and a hunter, we figured we were going to save anything that was of importance, that was unique. And so we salvaged
all right, get
a skeleton.
It off. Unbelievable, huh? Do you believe this guy? Do you believe this guy? Why? What? You would think that they would be featuring this guy just as a kook, wouldn't you? Huh? Wouldn't you? Alan Zeifer, come on in, Alan.
Hey, Coach, I was just going to say, without revelation, folks just can't see anything, and
nope.
We got to be on the hunt for this revelation. You know, I'll give you a scenario. I was always a big believer in when you get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Well, that's not all. That is titles. That's nobody's name. So after a big Bible study we had, you know, all the apostles after the day of Pentecost, they all baptized everybody in Jesus' name.
They did. They did.
And, you know, there's one throne in heaven. There's not three. There's one. You go to Revelation 21, and there's one throne. And who's sitting on it? The faithful and true. Who's that? Jesus Christ. He's sitting on the throne. So, you know, and you want to have a big fallout and somebody want to fist fight you, just say, hey, be baptized in Jesus' name. They want to fight you. But they didn't have a revelation, just like me. I didn't have a revelation until we had a 3-hour Bible study. And that Wednesday, I think, no, that Sunday, me and my wife got rebaptized in Jesus' name because I don't want to miss anything.
Amen, brother. Oh, my goodness. Alan, really, how cavalierly do we even take baptism? Huh? How cavalierly?
Not enough, Coach. Not enough. Because you got this side of folks that's so daggum sorry. They'll say, well, what about the thief on the cross? Well, what about the thief? He was hanging between two covenants. He's the only man that can sit there and say he was hanging between two covenants. He couldn't get saved because the Lord hadn't died yet. He couldn't be filled with the Holy Ghost. Look, this guy was hanging between two covenants. And you got people today that want to be like the thief on the cross. They want to get there. They won't even attend church. Now, come on. They won't. They won't do no gather. They won't start their own church. They won't do anything. They want to. I want to be like the thief. What, do you want your hands and feet nailed? Do you want your back beat ripped apart? Is that what you want? And you want to die in your own lungs filling up with your own blood? Is that how you want to do it? You want to be like the thief? Think about that for just a minute.
Amen, brother. Hey, lies, deception, and fear. Who told you that? And why do you believe that? Pretty simple. Thanks, Alan. Johnny, come on in, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. I'm thinking about, Coach, remember the beginning onset of the COVID thing and how we all got together in those meetings, like at Neil and Mary's, and how to overcome and combat all the evils that are coming at us all at just speed records. And we're all kind of scrambling and we're trying to figure out how to do it. And now we're on the next level up. So now, you know, it's these very devices is how they're going to get us sucked in here.
Right.
So sooner or later, we all have to come to fruition with the truth is that our Lord and Savior is the only truth there is. And so that's our navigator because we can't trust anything.
Hey,
we
Johnny, really how about can't. This? How about
it's
this,
the
Johnny?
Word, it's his word and it's his promise. What's that, Coach? Sorry.
No. We're all God's children. You heard that, right? We're all God's children, really? Well, what did Jesus say? When what did he mean when he said, you're of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do? Was he lying? Or was that just a descriptive term that he used? You are of your father, the devil. The devil has children. Now, the good thing is his children can get adopted. They can get adopted into a new family. But unless you are not born again in the Spirit of God, you're a child of the devil. That's why I, anybody want to disagree with that? Anybody who has not been born again of the Spirit of God at the great judgment seat of God, they are going to darkness. Everybody. And the only ones who are going to go into heaven are those who've claimed the name of Christ, repented of their sin, asked him to come and fill them. That's it. That's the only dividing line, folks. That is it. You're of your father, the devil.
The distractions that we're having on this earth when we're trying to focus on his word and what he tells us and to give us the wisdom how to navigate through this, it's tough.
Hey, Johnny,
it's hard.
If we can't see that the devil has a team and they're in charge and God has a team and they are silently sitting around watching it all, retreating, hiding when we're told to expand the kingdom. That's all this battle's about. That's all it's about. Dave Allison.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Coach. The definition of church is a gathered community of believers who share a common faith in Jesus Christ. So you just said we're not the church. Help me out with that, Coach. You just said we're not the church. You said we're not a church. We're not a church.
Well, we're not a church in the sense of what we have in our culture, in our society. We are the church. We're not a church. We are the church. We're not Republican or Baptist or Lutheran or Methodist or Episcopalian or Church of God or Church of God in Christ or Church God in Christ Redeemed. We're not any of that. We're not any of that. We're believers. They were first called Christians at Antioch, Christ followers, not hyphenated Christians. Maybe that's my point.
Well, thanks for clarifying that, because I think it's important because words have power. Because when you tell people we're not the church, I think that confuses people because we are technically, by definition, we are the church.
We are the universal, right? Church universal, the body of Christ, the body. Folks, we're grafted in so much that we're called the body. We are the body. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Does anybody know where that is? And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Are y'all looking at me? Are you looking at me? I have a head. I have a head. Christ is the head. And the body. And the body begins where? Cut off somebody's head, still have a body. The body begins in the shoulders. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. He's the head, and the government will be upon his body. Head, body. Christ, body. And the church, for whatever reason, calls itself the body, but doesn't want to be. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Whose? Christ's. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the next verse says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. There it is. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He's the head, we're the body. We're paralyzed. Yeah, we're paralyzed. The body of Christ is paralyzed. Come on in. I got a few minutes, 3 minutes to wrap it up.
Well, my point was, Coach, you can't leave the church. Can't leave it.
Can't leave
per se. You know, so you ask people, you always ask the question, people get butt hurt and they leave. The question is what body of believers do you attach yourself to once you leave? Right. And I think that's important. So, Coach, there's people in this queue that used to be the way I used to be. There's people in this queue that are exactly the way I am now. And there's people in this queue that someday I want to be like them, right? So it's my faith is growing daily.
It's a progression. Sure it is. It should be, right? Anything that has breath grows, folks. Anything that's alive grows, including us. Lorraine, quickly. Got a couple minutes here.
Just a few thoughts. Like, as the church, and since the Schofield Bible is taken root in our, you know, in what the Big C church is like, we become the synagogue of Satan, and Jesus called that out.
He did,
you know, and so the infiltration and the lie, because that's artificial intelligence, is we have an artificial intelligence of exactly what scripture is supposed to say, and that's just something to ponder.
So if we have artificial intelligence, that must also mean that there's real intelligence. Would everybody agree that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction? So we have artificial intelligence. We must have natural intelligence. And what would that be? Well, you are your father, the devil, and the works of your father, you will do. You're going to serve your daddy. And the only way you become a child of God is you get adopted into a new family. And then you have a new daddy. But until you do that, you're of your father, the devil. And the works of your father you will do. And we sit around, we look at the political world and understand, how do we get in such a mess? Well, the devil's kids are in charge. They're in charge. And the pastors say, we're not going to mix religion and politics. It's like this, maybe the stupidest thing anybody could ever say. Religion is politics. Religion is, they said, a rules. Spencer, quickly, what is religion? What is religion? Religion is, its most comprehensive sense includes a belief in the being and perfections of God and the revelation of his will to men. Religion, as a distinct from theology, is godliness or real piety in practice, considering in the performance of all known duties to God. If no wonder we're in a mess, because we ain't mixing religion with politics. See you tomorrow.